My morning thoughts determine my day. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. My morning thoughts determine my day. We just received a letter from one of our students, and they had been here on campus, and while they were here on campus, they saw a number of things that shook them up. They saw people not being happy with one another, and they saw people arguing. They saw people doing things that they felt should not be done. And then I said to the person giving the report, I said, what did they give evidence of? What did they give evidence of in giving that report? They gave evidence of their being a master. They were a master of argument. They were a master of unhappiness. They were a master of things that were not in harmony. And then they wrote us a letter. And in the letter, they said they had spent a time with a bunch of people. And they had walked in the mountains. And all of a sudden, an illumination came to them of not to be touched by these things. Now, man, oh man, oh man, did it take that person a long time to get that illumination? Not really. Yeah. Only a couple of months. But the point is, they got the illumination. They didn't realize they were getting it, but they got the illumination. You see, we don't always know that we're getting the illumination. But if you ever see anybody inharmonious, if you ever see anybody who is giving you a hard time, if you ever see anybody who is doing something good, bad, or indifferent according to your judgment, you know, then something's got to talk to you and say, hey, get your big nose out of other people's business. Get your big nose out of other people's business. Last night I had a fascinating dream. Oh, it was so fascinating. And I dreamt it's my responsibility to teach a large group of people about death. And of course, none of them had died. What's that? Brian is here. Shall we shut it off? Shall we stop it?
I release into it.
You what?
I release into it.
So, Ellen has just been called out to go and tell our handyman the chores that she would like to have him do. And after she rumbles through her mind to come up with the decisions of what she wants him to do, then she'll tell him what she wants him to do. And he will do what she wants him to do. And then, after she tells him what to do, then she'll come back. Now she has just come back. So you have just told Brian what to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to do what you told him what to do?
Yes.
Does he like you?
Yes.
Now, I think one of the things we want to tell Brian to do is to take the battery out of the tractor and put it in a box and put it on the back of the pickup truck so that we can take it somewhere and have it checked. Okay? So, this lady was having these experiences, the awakening, many months afterwards. And in my dream, I dreamt that I was teaching people about death. And a lot of people said, well, what happens in death? Where do you go in death? What do you do in death? You know, are you unhappy or happy in death? Is there a hell or a purgatory or heaven in death? You know, are there these things? And I realized I was making a big mistake. I was putting my nose in other people's business. I was putting my nose in other people's business of the experience that they were going to have as they went through death. Yeah. Does everyone go through the same experience in death? No. Does everyone go through the same experience in life? No. Does everyone go through the same experience in life? Could be. Does everyone go through the same experience in death? Could be. No. What are the experiences that you're going through in life? The experiences that you're going through in life are beautiful, harmonious, joyful, happy, fulfilling, rewarding, fabulous experiences. Hey, that sounds cool, doesn't it? Yeah. Then that means that my morning thoughts determine my day. That means that every moment I think thoughts about happiness, joy, peace, harmony. Now, what if Dante's Divine Comedy comes to my attention with the hell and purgatory and heaven and all the neat things that Dante likes to write about? What about that? Hey, that is your experience. Wherever your heart and mind are, wherever your thought is, that's your experience. Now, will you all experience the terrible things that you see on television and in the movies and reading in the newspapers? Yes, you will. In varying degrees according to your attitude about it. And how much you feel they're doing things incorrectly, how much you feel that they're not following their divine self, how much you judge them. You see, how much we judge the world is how we experience the world. How much you are touched by the world is how much you experience it. And how much you feel that you're possessed by your things. I tried an experiment with Rex this morning. Rex yesterday had been a normal dog, I guess, the recalcitrant. And he decided that he wasn't going to come to me at the last minute that we were coming toward the house. He was going to go and play. And he looked at me and he said, "Ha ha, I'm not near enough for you to catch me." And of course, that was my thought. And so he went bundling around. So I said, "Tackle it." This morning, as we started on our path, I had a cuddle session with him first. And I said, "Rex, I love you." And I said, "You're always close to me. You're always walking with me. You always just love me. But if you aren't, I don't care. I don't really care. If you disappear and I get myself another dog, I don't care. I love you. If you love me and want to be with me, then stay with me." Well, there were a couple times this morning that Rex took off in the nearby path to look at something. And I did not think a thing about him. And next thing you know, 10 minutes later, here he is walking up next to me. You know. And coming down the home stretch here, that's the crucial part. I said, "I don't care. Do what you want." I even took the leash off his neck, the extra leash. I said, "Hey, you're free to do what you want to do." He walked right with me the full length. The full length. Now, you say, "Well, Herb, that's your consciousness." That's right. That's right. That's my consciousness. He is my consciousness, and he is my illustration to me and to you and to everything in my world that I am master of my thoughts, or not, or am. I am master of my thoughts thinking he's not going to do something, you know? I am master of my thoughts thinking he's going to do it. Now, what kind of master thoughts are you having? We say here, "My morning thoughts determine my day." What sort of thoughts have opened up your day? What sort of thoughts have begun your day? You know? What sort of thoughts? Now, our handyman comes around 9 o'clock every morning, and we should really have our talk completed by that time. But we get sidetracked sometimes, or I do, and I give you little side lessons and little side things. Were they worthwhile? Yeah, maybe, no. Could have done without them. But think about it. Think about it. Why is it that you so thoroughly enjoy having the phone ring while I'm giving a talk? Why do you so thoroughly enjoy having people come to the door while I'm giving a talk? Why do you so thoroughly enjoy that? Because you do create that, you know. We could call it our quiet time for giving our three talks a day, our thought for today, instant illumination, and absolute philosopher. We could have three quiet times. And just as we finished by saying, "And I love you, I love you, I love you," then the world can come awake again, if that's what you want. But make up your mind, because my morning thought determines my day. Now, what are your morning thoughts? Think about it. Well, I told all these people about death, and then I said, hey, every one of them is going to have a different experience. Every one of them. And every one of them is going to think that their particular experience is the way to experience it. And that's good. That's good. But is that right? Yes, it's right for them. But if it's right universally, it's right for them universally, because they see everything from their eyes. What do you see? What do you see? Is this monastery paradise, heaven on earth? Depends on your sight. Is this monastery the greatest place in the world to be, abundantly serving all of the people who come here with understanding and wisdom? Yeah, etc. See, what is it? What is it? We can only be ourselves and have fun. And if we are ourselves and have fun, then we have a beautiful experience. Think on these things, because that's where your day begins and your day ends, in your thought. And let those thoughts be fulfilling, rewarding, good, and beautiful, because that's what they are. My morning thought determines my day. I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.
I love you.